conversational tone.
Written by Somehow Unbroken and read
by Sylvain
and Anna Potts. This is a Harkiopia fanfiction featuring the pairing
Taylor Crosby
/ Amanda Kessel. It is rated E and was originally tagged for shameless smut.
And it's fem slash! Yay!
Yay! Amanda knows that Taylor called for a reason, but that doesn't mean they can't get sidetracked. What? Amanda says, for what has to be, like, the fifth time.
I said,
Taylor repeats, probably more patiently than Amanda deserves.
I'm gonna play in the CWHL. I know you want me to sigh with the Riveters, but...
Amanda sighs, hoping it sounds appropriately dramatic over the phone. I'd say at least you'll be closer than if you signed in Minnesota, but you might end up in China, or worst, Calgary. Taylor laughs.
So I should hope I get to sign in China over Calgary, huh?
Sign in New Jersey, Amanda says brightly. That's the best choice. Taylor sighs, and Amanda immediately feels bad.
It's not that I don't want to play with you,
she starts. No, I know, I'm sorry, Amanda says hastily. I just had this dumb idea in my head, and I'm being a brat about it.
I've wanted to play for the CWHL since it was founded,
Taylor says quietly.
I knew I wasn't get the man an opportunity, not without Sid pulling some strings, and this is something I can do on my own terms, and...
Hey, yeah, Amanda cuts in, trying for gentle. I get it, Tay, I do. She shifts on her bed. And hey, there's so much talk about the leagues merging. Maybe even if we're playing against each other, we can still be in a league together. Taylor laughs a little.
I'm not letting you score on me just because you're pretty,
she cautions. Amanda hums. You sure about that? She asks, putting as much innuendo into her tone as she can.
You asking me what I'm wearing, Kessel?
Taylor asks, teasing tone in her voice.
Because it's a gross sports bra and a pair of boxers with Captain America on them. I just got home from the gym right before I called you. I've been less sexy in my life, but not by much.
Amanda closes her eyes and smiles. I don't know, that sounds pretty sexy to me. It makes Taylor laugh, and Amanda smiles wider.
Well, what are you wearing?
Leggings and a Rives tee, Amanda replies as she opens her eyes. Also, my apartment is a bra-free zone today, so you now know literally everything I'm wearing.
No panties,
Taylor says.
Bold of you.
Well, I knew my girlfriend would be calling me today, and I was hoping I might get lucky, Amanda says, grinning. She made the mistake of telling me that she likes phone sex, so now I ask her for it every time we call each other, because she and her pretty face and her amazing body live so far away from me. Taylor is laughing outright.
I'll be even farther if I sign in China.
But then we'll get to FaceTime, Amanda says brightly. And then I can see what you're wearing.
We can Skype,
Taylor offers.
My roommate's in class, afternoon lab. She won't be home for like 4 more hours.
Amanda hums. We can if you want, she says. Is it ridiculous that I kind of want to just do it over the phone?
After you are the one who just brought up FaceTime?
Taylor points out.
Yes. I love you anyway, but yes, Mandy, that's ridiculous.
But you still love me, Amanda crows triumphant. I'll take it. Taylor snorts.
Take your leggings off,
she says.
That's what you should take.
Amanda squints a little at the ceiling. It's too cold, she decides. It's actually been warmer than it has any right to be in Newark, but it's chilly enough today that she doesn't want to be naked. How about I just put my hand in my pants?
Yeah,
Taylor says, voice suddenly intense.
Yeah, that works. Tell me about it.
Amanda closes her eyes and settles back into her bed. It's easier to concentrate this way, just Taylor's voice in her ear and her hand working over her body. They've gotten pretty good at the phone sex thing. Practice makes damn close to perfect. My leggings are black, Amanda starts. And I'm laying on top of my bed. I actually sort of made it this morning, so it's that bright green comforter.
It clashes with your shirt,
Taylor says immediately. Chill with it, Amanda shoots back. Or, like, pretend I'm not wearing a shirt.
I can do that,
Taylor says.
For the record, I'm for sure not wearing a shirt. I'm also going to put this phone down because I'd like to not be wearing this bra, too.
The boxers get to stay? Amanda asks. Taylor laughs a little.
Now, the boxers are already gone,
she says lightly, and Amanda shivers a little as she imagines it. Taylor post-workout, hair still pulled up behind her head, spread out on the bed in her dorm room. She's solidly built, muscle honed from years of playing hockey, and Amanda knows the sound she hears over the phone is Taylor settling all that muscle comfortably back onto her bed.
I'm naked,
Taylor announces.
Also, I put you on speaker.
Good plan, Amanda says. She doesn't want to open her eyes, to let the mental image of Taylor go, but with her luck, she'd hang up by mistake. Plus, she reasons as she puts her phone on speaker, imagination's free. She can always get there again.
If I was there,
Taylor says,
I'd get my hands on you, run them up and down your body, just so I could really feel you.
Amanda groans a little, and does it, closing her eyes again. I'd spread my legs so you could get close.
I'd already be close,
Taylor says, laughing a little. It's low, throaty, and it's really, really hot.
I don't think I'd fight getting closer, though.
You'd better not, Amanda says, grinning a little. I'd put my hands in your hair and pull you down. I want to kiss you.
Like I'd ever say no to that,
Taylor says.
Absolutely I'd kiss you. It'd be so good.
Of course it would, Amanda murmurs. It always is. Taylor makes a noise into the phone, a breathy little thing. Amanda was already into this, but it pushes everything a little, makes her want to actually touch herself, not just tease. Do you want fast and dirty or slow and sweet? Amanda asks. I can do either.
I want to get off,
Taylor says. And Amanda loves her for a lot of reasons, but one of them is definitely that she doesn't see a reason to not be blunt in most cases.
We can save slow for when we see each other next.
Amanda bites her tongue, so she doesn't say anything about when she plays the Whitecaps, or Thanksgiving break, or anything else that would take them out of the moment. Works for me, she says instead. God, Taylor, come on, touch yourself for me.
Oh, I am,
Taylor says, laughing a little breathlessly.
I'm rubbing my clit, slow for now, just to warm up, but I'm getting there.
Amanda feels her breath stutter a little. She reaches between her legs and presses against herself, right through her leggings, just to feel it. The fabric is a little rough, but the feeling is exactly what she wants. Not too much movement, a little pressure, a tiny sharp edge to everything that's going to make it so much sweeter when she touches herself without the leggings in the way. I'm touching myself, she breathes out.
Good,
Taylor says.
How?
Over my pants, Amanda says. Not too hard, just enough to feel it.
Getting your leggings all wet and sticky for me?
Taylor asks.
You're going to have to change before you do anything else, huh?
Yeah, Amanda agrees. She can feel it already, the dampness spreading into the fabric she's rubbing through. They're gonna smell like it, like sex. The noise Taylor makes is indecent, long and loud, just for Amanda.
You can't just say things like that,
she whines.
Not if I'm not there to see.
Amanda smiles, finally opening her eyes again. You've seen it before.
But I want to see it now,
Taylor says.
I mean, I want to see it kind of all the time, but God, Mandy, I want to be doing this while we're next to each other.
We will, Amanda promises. We'll make it happen.
But maybe in a little while,
Taylor adds, switching gears completely.
Because right now, I want to come.
Yeah, later, Amanda echoes. She presses harder against herself for a split second, then pulls her hand back so she can push it beneath the waistband of her leggings. I'm touching myself for real now.
Me too,
Taylor says.
I'm so wet, Mandy, God.
For me, Amanda says, feeling it surge through her, the knowledge that Taylor is touching herself is probably grinding against her hand a little, smearing her thighs with it, just because Amanda's on the other end of the phone. I am too, all for you. Taylor whines, high in her throat.
I'm going in.
Amanda has to stop and roll her eyes a little, because it's so unabashedly Taylor. That is not a sexy way to put it, Taylor. We've been over this.
Fine,
Taylor says. There's a hint of a laugh in her voice.
I'm fingering myself, Mandy. Rubbing right around my hole, getting my fingers all wet. So when I push my fingers in...
There's a cut of little gasp, and Amanda has to squeeze her eyes shut as she pushes her fingers through her folds, making sure she's hot and slick all over, before going back to rubbing at her clit. She's going a lot faster now, and between her fingers and the way Taylor's breathing into her phone, she's pretty sure it won't take her long. Tell me, Amanda almost begs.
You tell me,
Taylor says, voice shaking a little.
Mandy, please, come on.
Amanda says. She pulls a leg up, planting her foot on the bed to give herself more room to work with. So wide open for you, Taylor. My hand is in my pants and everything's so wet.
God.
Taylor chokes out.
Please, please, please.
Taylor, Amanda gasps. And Taylor's breath shudders over the phone line. There's a small pause, and then Taylor lets out a long, satisfied groan.
Mandy,
she says, breath still coming quickly.
We are so good at this.
Amanda chokes on a laugh. You're better at it today, she says, free hand going to her chest, pinching lightly at a nipple through her shirt. I'm almost there. I'm so close.
Come on, Mandy,
Taylor says, low and hot. And Amanda knows whatever's about to come out of her mouth will be filthy.
You have to finish for me, sweetheart. Come on. Come on your leggings. Get it everywhere. So much that you're going to have to wash your sheets so you don't smell it every time you make your bed.
Amanda isn't nearly as quiet as Taylor was. She rubs hard at her clit and shouts, hips twisting wildly in her blankets as she comes. It's easy to ride it out, to keep moving into her hand as Taylor keeps talking in her ear. Words Amanda can't make out but appreciates all the same. She relaxes slowly, all the tension in her body running out of her as she catches her breath. Okay, she agrees after a moment. We are good at this. Taylor laughs brightly.
The best.
We should keep practicing, Amanda muses, finally pulling her hand out of her pants. She makes a face. It's not like she hadn't expected to be sticky after sex, but once she's out of the moment, she's ready to clean up. Make sure we stay on top of our game.
I'd say something about getting it in deep, but I don't have the energy for toys right now,
Taylor says. And there's something hilarious about how regretful she sounds. Amanda somehow smothers her laugh. There's always next time.
Next time,
Taylor muses.
I'm free Tuesday after my classes. Want to make a Skype date?
Definitely, Amanda says immediately. I will put that in my calendar right now.
Too late. I'm already sending you the Google invite,
Taylor says. Sure enough, Amanda's phone dings and lights up and she sees...
Skype date with my boo!
Flash across her screen. She smiles. I accept, I guess.
You guess?
Taylor says, snorting. It's really not an attractive noise, but Amanda's into it anyway. She's just into Taylor, period.
You're totally into it, Castle. Don't even lie.
Fine, you got me. I'm into it, Amanda says. She picks her phone up and takes it off speaker, holding it up to her face again.
What are you going to do about it, Crosby?
Taylor laughs, and Amanda feels her smile get even bigger.
Guess you're just gonna have to wait and see.
The end. This fanfic was recorded on the 19th of June, 2019. For the Dirty Talk Square of My Podfic Bingo?
Probably for the Kink Square of My Podfic Bingo. I'll have to go take a look again if it fits something else better, but that one's definitely a candidate.
Okay, so for both chords of Podfic Bingo.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider leaving some feedback to the author, Somehow Unbroken, to the readers, Annapods and
Sylvain,
and why not to all three. You can find me at AnnaPods on Tumblr, AO3 Andrumwith, and at AnnaPodFix on Twitter, and...
I'm Sylvain on Dreamwith and on AO3, Thrice and Once on Tumblr, and Thrice a Public on Twitter.
Yeah. Do we have free talk for that one?
Porn?
Yeah, that is accurate.
I mean, that's just porn.
I really love how you do the laughs and the sighs and everything.
Thank you. That's my favorite part of recording porn, to be honest.
It is both my favorite and my least favorite because, like, what do sound porn, like, porn sounds even sound like?
I don't know, but I do know people like how I sound when I record porn, so
yeah.
I'm going with it.
apart from that, do we have anything else? No.
Yay, fem/porn. That is my entire commentary on this fic, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty close to mine either. Let's just close that file.
Yep.
So, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Love you.